It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here, Portside Fieldhouse. Indians versus the Bam Word. What are they? You know what they are, Chase? It's Bam Word. Cougars. What do you think? So,
pretty sure.
I'm joined here, Chase Brennan. Pretty sure I was bringing you the JV girls competition, and the varsity game will be simulcast with WPGW Rob Weaver and Steve Stone, our good friend Steve. And right now, let's do starting lineups. Number four, the Indians. Number four, Brenna Holman. Number 13, Macy Day. Number 14, Allie Vaughn. Number 20, Kira Wendell. And number 30, Hope Wendell. Chase, you got the starters for Van Wert.
Yep. Number 34, Paige Moonshower. Number 23, Jalen Rickard. Number 44, Allison Schaufelberger. Number 10, Carly Smith. Number 14, Isabella Carr.
That's it.
That'd be all. We got four out of the five starters are freshmen for the Cougar, according to this. Is this right? Every single player is a freshman except three, and they're sophomores.
It says junior varsity right above them.
Oh, wait. This is JV.
Golly. Okay.
Well. I forgot.
And looks like we got the scores table figured out. We couldn't see the time for probably 5 minutes, so. They're going through the starting lineup, so we're going to take one quick break before the start. Stay tuned for Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, this is Elizabeth from Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snowblowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here, Portside Fieldhouse, about to start the JV girls competition between Bam Wert. Remember always, at least this game, WPGW will be simulcast with WPGW. I can't talk. With varsity, radio Rob Weaver and Steve Stone. And we're about to start here.
Referees.
Rob Bokey.
Ron Bokey and China Greenhorn.
Two legendary people, I'd have to say. So this is a full JV game, 6 minute quarters. Allie Vaughn going to jump it for the Indians. And Van Wert gets it first.
So Smith will bring it up for Van Wert. Throw it over. Tries to get it over to Carr on the right wing. And it goes off her hand. So it'll be Indian ball.
Brenna Holman gives it to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn will then pull up 4-3.
Her toes are on the line.
And Hope Wendell gets the board and 2-point basket. And my bad on the start. Elaine Evers is starting, not Kier Wendell.
23 Rickard drives in the right side for the Cougars and puts it up and no good.
Rebound by Brenna Holman. Holman will bring it up. Gets to the left side. Allie Vaughn. Allie will stop, dish back out to Homan up top to Wendell. 1-1 drive, dish over to Evers. Great pass. Evers has struggles with it, and turnover Indians.
Smith brings it up the left side of the court for the Cougars. Dumps it in to number 34, Moonshower. She puts it up no good. Rebounded by Shuffleberger. She puts it up in and one. The second chance opportunities there for Van Wert. Results in a basket and a foul. So Van Wert takes an early 2-0 lead. Chance to make it 3. And she puts it up and good.
Hope Wendell will inbound it over to Allie Vaughn.
Sorry, 3-2 here.
3-2.
That scoreboard isn't working over that song.
There's only one working scoreboard here. So Elaine Evers checks up there. No good.
Shuffleberger rebounded for Van Wert. Gazero Smith dumps it down into Moonshower. She puts it up and fouled. Allie Vaughn commits her first foul. So Moonshower will go to the line, shooting 2 free throws.
I don't think they know that one's not working.
I don't, you sure?
I don't.
I thought Ramel was looking at it. I don't know.
Who's that foul on?
Allie Vaughn. Moonshower puts up her first. No good. 3-2, your score.
That foul was on Elaine Evers.
Moonshower puts up her second one. Off the front rim. No good. Rebounded. Fought for. Still on the ground. Still loose. Elena Evers comes up and gets tripped, so they'll call a foul on Shuffleberger of Van Wert. It'll be Indian ball coming the other way.
Hope on the one inbound. Give it in to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn brings it up. Now it will drive all way. Gets killed. And she'll go to the line shoot too.
Instead of jump stopping, she's just going to go into that way.
Yep.
No one in front of her at all.
I'll be a foul on Carr first.
She's so used to drawing the defense and dumping off to the bigs.
Yeah.
She didn't even know she had a wide open layup.
First one up. And good. Makes her score 3-all. Allie Mom will get her second. And it should be line violation.
On who?
44.
They caught it.
So, Allie Vaughn will get a third shot, or a third opportunity. Fires her on up there. Missed it. Rebound by Shuffleberger.
Jump ball, so possession will stay before we cover it.
Holman gets in to Vaughn. Vaughn will then drive the shot to Evers over to Day. Day will then hand it off to Vaughn. Vaughn will pull up about 15 foot.
Being good. So good looking shot there by Allie.
Yep. Makes her score 5-3.
Smith tries breaking the press. Double teamed by Vaughn and Day. Ball's on the floor. Come up with by Day. She looks up court. Dumps it off to Evers. Puts it up. No good. Rebounded. Van Wert. I want to say New Knoxville because colors look a heck of a lot like New Knoxville.
Foul on Macy Day. I'll be here first. Team's third.
Ball goes over to Van Wert. Rickard inbound. Indians got a full court press here. Van Wert breaks it. Number 14, Carr, drives up the left side of the floor, dumps it off to Moonshower. She drives baseline, puts it up, and no good. Rebounded by Hope Wendell.
Allie Vaughn will bring it up. 5-3 is 4. Good guys. Vaughn will top of the key. Gets screened by Day. Day, she will then drive, give it to Hope Wendell. Hope will pull an 18-footer up. No good. Rebounded by Brenna Holman. Over to Vaughn in the left corner. Vaughn will then
drive.
Dish over to Hope Wendell. Hope will pull about a 15-footer up. No good. Rebound. And there will be a foul on Allie Vaughn for a push. Her first, she's fourth. So, Cougars will.
Vaughn's second.
No, that one you call him Bomb was on Evers.
Yeah.
Your eyes are a little struggling today, Chase.
I swear they called it on. I'm about 100% sure. We got trap in the trap right before half court, and Van Wert called timeout.
Well,
30 seconds. So actually, we'll just stay here tonight. The boys will play Lincoln View, Hall of Fame induction. Greg Taug and Christy Reese or something. Diller. Christy Diller, Reese or Diller. So stay tuned for that. That'll be here, I think, on Fort Cover Radio. I think we're going to have cables going down to where Harold Feely will be announcing them. And that game starts at 6 o'clock. JV tip-off. It'll be broadcasted here with either Justin Ferks and Darren Shepard, Mr. Justin Ferks, and Neil Spencer. So we're back in action.
Smith of Knoxville dribbles across half court. Dumps it to number 4, Geething. And we got a, what would they call it?
Foul number 4.
Illegal screen, or?
That's what they say.
Legal screen on the Van Wert.
Moon shower. Her first, team's third. And he's inbound it to Holman. Holman will give it over to Vaughn. In the right corner, Vaughn is at the top of Evers. Over to Wendell. Vaughn's wide open. And it will stay with the Indians. Vaughn inbounding. Gets in today. Back to Vaughn.
Swing it.
Vaughn will drive. Great move over to Hope Wendell. Hope Wendell will pull about 4. Up and good.
And that is what Ali Vaughn does best. Driving in. Kicking it to
makes her
Wendell or Evers.
7-3.
Smith pushes it up to record. Ball is deflected by Ali Vaughn. She comes up with it.
Ali will bring it all the way. Give it to Holman. Holman long 2-point basket. Air ball. Rebound by Evers. Evers fires up there, blocked by Shuffleberger.
Shuffleberger gives it over to Smith. She throws it to the left wing. Rickard. She puts a 3. No good. Rebounded Holman.
Holman will bring it up. Holman gives it over to Vaughn. Vaughn gives it over to Evers. Over to Hope Wendell. Hope gets it into Vaughn. Up, no good. Rebound by Evers. Evers fires it up there. No good. Rebound by Shuffleberger. And it'll be a jump ball. So Van Wert will keep it. Van Wert triggering in. The Indians stay in their man-to-man press.
Rickard brings it up the right side of the floor for Van Wert. Guarded by Hope Wendell. Rickard drives right side. Throws up a layup. And good. It's too easy there.
Yep. A little bit quicker than Hope Wendell there. And he's inbounding by Ali Vaughn, brings up and will be fouled by number 23, Rickard, her first, team's fourth. Number 24, I'm not saying her last name.
Larissa? No idea. Lockup, they say.
Yep, so Vaughn will.
So we'll go with
Ali Vaughn will. Handing off the day, Dale in drive, pull about 10 footer up and good.
Makes the score 9-5 for Kevin with the lead. Rickard brings it up the middle 4 for the Cougars. Cougars, what a name. Over to Geething on the left wing. Get the ball screen from Moonshower. Ball knocked away, recovered by 24. Lockup. Lockup kicks out to Geething over to Rickard. She puts up a 3 from the same spot. This time it goes 8-9, your score.
Holman will bring it up. 8-9, your score, like Chase just said. 1 minute left. Holman will pull about 8-footer. Up no good. Rebound by Elena Evers. Gets blocked by Shuffleberger.
Shuffleberger's been working there. Rebound the box, I'm telling you. Lockup dribbles. Tries to get it into Moonshower. Deflected and...
We're experiencing some technical difficulties from the gym. We'll try to get them sorted out and fixed here very shortly. Please stay tuned.
And we're back here. Talk a little bit, Chase. I got to take this phone call.
Well,
come on back.
Like I said, your score 8-9. Indians coming out. Not playing too bad.
Nope.
Give up a couple threes, but besides that,
She's got to do a little better job on the board. Shuffleberger's doing work. She's probably got six boards.
Two blocks, I know.
Yep. So, but want to start here. The second quarter, Indians get a half court. Inbound at the Brandon Holman. Holman will bring it up. Holman will give it to Vaughn. Vaughn to the top of the key. Wendell over to Day. Over to Brooke College. Checked in for the Indians. Brooke College cross court over to Holman. Holman give it to Brooke. Brooke will then drive. Dish over to Holman. Holman will think about three. Dunfire. Pull up by a 10-footer. Up no good. Rebound by the Cougars.
Record brings it up the right side of court for the Cougars. She drives right all the way to the baseline. Puts it up. No good. Rebounded Wendell.
Not bad floater there, I'd have to say. But
no, it's tough angle from that. I mean, yeah. Defense wasn't great, but it was good enough to force a bad angle.
Allie Vaughn would shot. Drive, dish in the hope window for an easy two. Good look, Allie Vaughn there.
Record inbounds for the Cougars. Inbounds to Geething, back to Record. She drives the right side of the court. We got a little run and jump here for the Indians. Lobs it into Shuffleberger, almost knocked away, but Shuffleberger recovers, puts up a shot, no good.
So Allie Vaughn will.
Indians got a break there. That was.
Yep. 11-8 our score here. Vaughn will inbound into Hope Wendell misses it. Rebound by Shuffleberger.
How many boards does she have? Probably 10. Jeez. Record crosses half court, guarded by Brooke Collig. Over to Geething. Over to number 20. Don't know that name either. 12 has it on top. Shoby. She gets the pass stolen by Brent Holman. Brent Holman drives and puts up a layup and good.
Looks like Van Wert will take a timeout. We'll take one with him here on a 40 Recovery Internet Radio.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Nope. And we're back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Our score 13-8. Here in the JV Girls competition. And remember, coming up, Varsity Game will be simulcasted by WPGW Rob Weaver and Steve Stone. Talked to Rob last night. He said he's going to be here. How about that St. Henry game last night, Chase? I mean, geez and Pete.
That was something else.
It's always, I mean, it's always, it seems like some teams can't figure out Pete in the first half, but once they figure out in the second half, we just cannot do anything. And it's just somebody's got to step up.
Once they make someone else,
yeah,
saying we're going to shut down Petey and go to someone else.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Van Wert just threw it to Brooke Collig. Brooke puts it up, no good. Stays with the Indians. Vaughn has it. Dribbles left side. Kicks it out to Holman. Holman puts up a three.
Fire up a three. Up and go. And
but the nylon there. That looked like Reese Rogers. That was pure.
So, that make our score 16-8.
But yeah, that boys varsity game last night was tail two halves.
Yeah.
We beat up on them pretty good in the first half, but really, they really got us on the second.
We just need points out of someone every once in a while. It's just one of those, Grant's not been playing well, and Brian played okay last night. We just got to have someone else, like Clay Schmitz or
we had to double-team Schlarman.
He
could have stepped inside the gym, and he would have made it from any point inside this gym.
Yep, so number 23, Rickard, goes down, puts up a shot. Man, good. So it makes her score 16-10. Homo will bring it up. Homo will give it over to Day. Day will then throw a cross court over to Collig. Collig will drive, dish over into Hope Wendell. Hope will fire up a shot. No good. Rebound by the Cougars. Stolen by. Oh.
Foul on Brooke Collig.
Yep. Always can't take away from her hustle, though.
Nope. About came away with a steal. Elena Evers checks in for Hope Wendell, and Shuffleberger comes in for 32. Man, these last names are killing me.
32.
No, look at that.
Tarek.
Shoby. Lock. I mean, we got. I don't know how to. Demisk. Demisis. Demik. I don't know.
Anyway, Cougars have the ball.
Carr has it. Over to Smith in the corner, drives, kicks out back to Carr, and Smith walks with it. Turns it over to the Indians.
The boys will be back in action tonight versus Lincoln View Hall of Fame night, so stay tuned for that time. Both games will be covered by Fort Recovery Radio. So, Holman will bring it up. Holman will get it in the Evers. Back over to Vaughn. Vaughn will then drive, pull up, and no good. Rebound by Schufferber.
Who else?
I mean, she gets every defensive rebound.
Everyone.
For the Cougars.
Rick pushes it up to Carr. Carr puts up a 15-foot jumper. No good. Tipped away. Rebounded by Smith of Van Wert.
She bucked out that one.
Over to Record. Back to Smith on the top. Over to Record on the right wing. Going to have a ball screen from Scheffelberger. Record throws it out to Carr. Back to Record. Back to Carr. She gets a ball screen. She'll drive middle. Kicks out to Smith. They look inside, but kicked away by Mason Day. So stay with Van Wert.
So the Cougars are inbound under their own basket.
Record inbounds to Smith in the corner. She looks inside to Scheffelberger. She'll turn over her right shoulder, puts it up, no good. Rebounded, tipped away, and come up with by Brenna Homan.
Brenna will bring it up for the Indians. Brenna will then drive dish over to Day. Day will fire up a 15-footer off the backboard. Rebound by Vaughn. Vaughn will bring it back out. 1:58 here in the second quarter. And Vaughn gets it poked away, gets it back. It's screened by Homan. Homan over to, or Vaughn over to Collig to Homan. Homan will find Vaughn on a cut. Over to Evers. What a great pass by Vaughn, but cannot finish Evers. Evers gets it back. Fires up another one. Up, no good. Rebound by Schufferberger. Who else?
Rickard drives it to the left side of the floor for Van Wert. Throws it over to Smith on the right wing. Gets the ball screen from Scheffelberger. She splits the defense. Stolen away by Mason Day. She'll take it the other way.
Day will then push the ball up and get fouled. She'll go to the line shooting two. I don't know who the foul was on. 14 reds. So
Isabella Carr.
That'll be her second. Team's fifth. So teams, both of these teams are struggling to score in the second half or second quarter. Indians only scored 3 points, and the Cougars only scored two. So
no, it was 8-9, wasn't it?
At the end, it was 13-8.
Really?
Yeah. So she made that one. Yep. So they made her first. A few subs in for the Indians. I'm not sure who checked in. Brenna. Somebody checked in for Elena Evers. I can't tell.
Maybe Hope. I don't know.
Day throws up her second. Up and good. So that makes her
Record
score.
Triggers it in.
18-10.
To Geething. Geething tries to give it back to Record. But, oh, it was tipped. It'll stay with Van Wert. I thought she just threw it out of bounds, but it was tipped. So
probably
ball.
Won't be very smart. Another ball bounce.
Record triggers in to Geething. Geething pushes up the right side of the court, guarded by Brooke Collig. Over to Record at the top. Over to Smith. She dribbles around the three-point line. Gives it over to Record. Lobs it in to Scheffelberger. She dribbles in for an easy two-point basket. Your score 18-12, minute left in the first half. It was two quarters, four.
So Ali Vaughn will get it in. Over to Brenna Homan. Homan will drive middle, dish out the bomb. Bomb for a long two. She might have just taken up
a pass. She always shoots it with her feet right on the line.
Yep. Brooke Collig comes up with it. Ali Vaughn will then drive, dish over to Brooke. Brooke Collig will give it over to right side Homan. Homan thinks about three, then drives. Gets it back out to Collig. Over to Vaughn on top of the key. Vaughn will. Coach Vaughn will take a timeout. We'll take one with him here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jerry and take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, JV Girls Competition between the Van Wert Cougars, 18-12 are scoring. Coach Vaughn just took a timeout with 29 seconds left here in the first half. And so far, really, this has been, I don't know what you want to say about this game so far, Chase. It's just,
I don't know.
It's been pretty good.
I mean, Allie Vaughn's been good driving in, getting some good looks. I think we got finished better inside. We're having some open looks that just aren't falling. And defensively, you just got to stay in front and somehow stop Shuffleberger inside. They're really going to try to get it into her.
Yep, so Brett Cogg has it. 25 seconds left. Allie Vaughn will hand it off to Holman. Holman over to Brett Cogg. Cogg will then hand off to Vaughn. Vaughn will then drive, dish over to Hope Wendell and up into, I mean, Allie Vaughn.
She almost passes too much, though.
Yeah.
I mean, she could put up
layups. She could easily put up that layup and got an easy.
Smith throws it over to Geething, and it tips off her hand, so they'll turn it over to 4 recovery. 20-12, Indians lead. 8 seconds left in the first half. Brenna Holman enters it into Vaughn. She's got 5 seconds. She dribbles left side. I don't think she knows the clock. Brenna Holman gets the ball. She pulls up from 10 feet, and good. Great way to end the half for 4 recovery.
Yep. So right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with a few scoring stats. Stay tuned.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrest Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And we're back here, halftime of the JV Girls competition. So far for the Indians, Brenna Holman has 7, Macy Day has 4, Allie Vaughn has 3, and Hope Wendell has 8, and that's tallies up to 22. And for the Cougars, Rickard has 7, and Shuffleberger has 5. So that tallies up to 15.
7 and 5 makes 12. What is the score? There's not even a score on the...
I only have...
I think it is 22 to 12. I think they only got 12, so two people only scored.
Yep. There's no score on the scoreboard, so...
Yeah, I think it's 22-12 Indians.
Yeah, it's 12.
And they started off kind of slow. 8-9 it was the score for a while. This is hilarious. What age is it?
I think it's fourth grade, third grade, something like that.
This girl gets the ball from one side of the court and just runs with it. Doesn't even attempt to dribble. It looked like, I don't know if she wanted to be a running back or that's what it looked like. Stiff-arming people.
Yep, Coach Patch out here with his, I don't know, Olivia Grisham? The varsity assistant coach out here refereeing the third grade game.
But anyways, Indians, great way to end the half. Scoring drop from Van Wert, getting a little turnovers, getting that pressure is getting to them. on the full court. They're throwing some sloppy passes, giving it right back to us, and just a good job offensively by Vaughn and Homan creating the offense, driving in, dumping off to the bigs inside, and just a good way to end the half.
Yep, so we're going to take a break, and I am going to play the Hall of Fame bibliography. So these are the people that will be inducted tonight into the Fort Recovery Hall of Fame.
The Fort Recovery High School Athletic Hall of Fame will induct two new members this Saturday, January 6th, between the JV and varsity boys basketball games against Lincoln View. The two new inductees will join the previous 39 inductees who have been selected since the Hall of Fame was established in 2007. The 2018 inductees are Christy Reisner-Diller and Greg Collig. This is a sports biography for Christy Reisner-Diller. Christy was a track and cross-country star during her career at Fort Recovery High School. She earned two letters in cross-country, where she qualified for the regional during both her junior and senior seasons. She holds a school record for the 3.1-mile race. Christy was also a standout in track while at Fort Recovery, earning four varsity letters. She excelled in the 100, 200, and 400, as well as the sprint relays and the 200 and 400-meter hurdles. She earned a total of six All-MAC awards during her high school career. She represented Fort Recovery High School in six events at the state track meet, where she finished third two times, fourth two times, and fifth once. Christy finished in the top five at the state track meet in the 400-meter dash for four straight years. She has held as many as four school records, the 100, 200, 400, and the 4x200 relay. After graduation from Fort Recovery in 1996, Christy continued her athletic career at the University of Dayton in cross country and both indoor and outdoor track. She earned a total of five varsity letters at the University of Dayton. She was a member of both the 4x800 and the 4x400 relay teams that set records at the University of Dayton. This is a sports biography for Greg Collig. Greg is a 2010 graduate of Fort Recovery High School who excelled in three sports during his athletic career here. He earned three letters in baseball, where he was awarded the pitching award during his freshman, sophomore, and senior seasons. He ranks fifth all-time in career wins with 14, seventh in career strikeouts with 189, fifth in season earned run average with a 1.15 ERA, and first in season winning percentage at five wins and no losses in 2007. Greg also won four letters in football at Fort Recovery High School. He was selected as the team MVP during his senior season. His name appears on the record books many times, including single game passing with 479 yards, touchdown passes with six, and completions with 31, as well as season records for passing with 2,804 yards, completions with 196, and touchdown passes with 23. In his career, he passed for 6,689 yards on 490 completions with 57 touchdown passes, which are all school records. Greg also rewrote the record books in basketball. He's the career scoring leader with 1,727 points. The 631 points he scored during his senior season, when he led the Indians to an MAC championship and a regional runner-up finish in the tournament, ranks third in season scoring. He has the fourth highest scoring game in Fort Recovery history with 42 points. Greg was selected as team MVP and first team All-MAC three times, including MAC Player of the Year twice. As a senior, he was first team All-Ohio and was voted Division IV Player of the Year in Ohio by the Coaches Association. Greg continued his basketball career at the University of Findlay, where he also excelled. He's in the University of Findlay record book numerous times, including fourth in career scoring and second with highest scoring game with 55 points. During his senior season at the University of Findlay, he was selected as Great Lakes Intercollegiate Athletic Conference Player of the Year and second team All-American. Congratulations to Greg Collig and Christy Reisner-Diller, who will be inducted into the Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame this Saturday evening.
And we're back here. Fort Sutt Fieldhouse. It doesn't make sense at all.
It's not there.
It doesn't matter. Keep what the dance keeper. And we're back here, Fort Sutt Fieldhouse. Our score is 22-12. Even though we don't have a score on the scoreboard right now because they're trying to figure out what's wrong with it. So tonight the boys will host Lincoln View after a struggling loss, like we said earlier, Chase. It's just that Tyler Slarman kid just went off in the second half and Petey could not score in the second half. So I mean it's just one of those where Coach Bayshore's got to get Grant going or Clay going or Bronny going or Kate going. They need scoring from somebody else other than Petey Judy.
Yeah,
I mean, really, not just one other guy. I mean, everyone pitch in.
Yeah.
A little bit here, a little bit. I mean, it's guys.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, we played good defensively most of the game. It's just a frustrating loss because first half we played so well. We were up. We just looked like we controlled the game, and then late in the third quarter, started to turn, and we're like, oh, great.
And I knew once they got that five-point lead, I'm like, oh, gosh, this is going to be a struggle to get the lead back. And it's just, I bet it's a devastating loss to the team, but they just got to move on. And
hats off to St. Henry and Schlarman because they played their butts off the second half, and Schlarman put on an absolute show.
Yep, so we're going to take one more quick break right before the start of the second half. We'll be back right after this.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any of their superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here at Fort Sidefield House between Van Wert and Fort Recovery JV girls. So starting with the second half for the Indians, Delaney Evers, Kierwin, Macy Day, Hope Wendell, and Brenna Holman. So now who's on the floor for the Indians. Cougars get the ball first. Aim Bobby.
Records triggers it in to Smith. Smith passes over to Carr on the right corner. Back to Smith on the top. She dribbles, passes over to Records. Gives her a moon shower. She tries baseline. Takes it back out to Record. Over to Smith. She gives it to Carr. She launches a three from the right wing. No good. Rebounded Holman.
Holman will bring it for the ends. 22-12 our score. 5:35 left here in the third quarter. Hope one gives over to Brenna. In back into Hope. Hope gets blocked by Schaufelberger. Cougars get back.
Carr dribbles down the right side of the floor for the Lady Cougars. She stops at 15 feet, gives it over to Record, passes over to Smith in the corner, and she travels with it. I'll turn it over for recovery.
And it looks like the Cougars are getting a man-to-man press. Get in the Hope Wendell. Back over to Kira. Score 22-12. Kira Wendell gives it to the left corner, Holman. To be a screen by Laney Evers. Brennan will then drive, dish over to Hope. Into the corner, Kira. Kira gets a screen. Over to Brennan. Brennan will then drive, hitting it off to Macy Day. Macy will pull up about 15 footer up. No good. Rebound by Macy. Macy will fire up another shot. Ain't good. So, way to get the offensive boards there for Day. And we'll get an easy 2-point basket.
Record brings it up, throws it over to Smith. Smith will fire a long two off the back, no good. Rebounded, loose on the floor. Looks like Van Wert has it, but it's stolen away by Brenna Holman.
Brenna gives it up to Kira. Kira will bring it up and give it up to Hope Wendell, left corner. Hope will then drive. Nope, she travels first, so it'll go back to the Cougars.
So Record triggers in to Smith. Light pressure here by the Indians. Man to man. Smith crosses half court, picks it up. There's her Record on the right. Over to Carr in the right corner. She drives baseline, kicks it back out to Record. Gives it over to Smith. She's got a long two again because her foe's on the line. She probably thought it was a three, but it'll be a two. 24-14, your score.
Smith score that?
Yep. Kira Wendell dribbles the ball down the left side of the floor, and we'll turn it over. Ball went off her foot. Lady Cougars has it.
Bella Holman just getting here.
Bella
Holman over there getting a drink. Only one in the student section so far.
Record will take a long three, NBA range. Off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Kira Wendell.
Kira will bring it up for the Indians. We'll give it a hand off to Day. Day will then find Holman.
Holman loses, gets it back. Holman back at the top of the key. Kirup over to the left side of Hope Wendell. Hopeland drive, pull up, about 8-footer, no good. Rebound by Day. Day up over to Holman. Holman will fire up a three up and good.
Three-point shots really look good tonight.
Yep. Or today, one of the two, if you want.
Today, whatever.
This afternoon.
Smith crosses half court. She dribbles around the top of the key. Guarded by Kira Wendell. Throws it over to Rickard. Throws it over to Shuffleberg in the right corner. She looks inside. Passes over to Rickard. Back to Smith on the top. Smith takes her time. Throws it over to Carr on the left wing. Back to Smith. Smith passes it over around the wing to Rickard. She'll put the ball on the floor and drive, and we got a foul on the floor. Macy Day will pick up her second.
Team's first of the second half.
First foul on both any team for this half.
I don't know how you say number four. Is it just shut in?
Geething? I'm going with Geething.
Geething.
Rickard inbounds to Smith on the right. Smith throws it over to Carr. Picks up her dribble back to Smith. She dribbles around the top of the key. Passes over to Rickard inside Shuffleberger. She'll take one dribble, and Brenna Holman does a great job of coming around, taking the ball right from her.
Yep, Brenna Holman will bring it up. Brenna will give it over to Hope Wendell. Hope Wendell will drive, dish back out to Day. Day will give it back over to Holman. Holman will have a clear lane to the basket.
Yeah, fouled.
And we'll go to line shoot.
Almost
two.
An and one, yep. But great move by Hope Wendell.
Foul number 10, Smith. Her first.
Team's first.
Second. Team's second. Team's first. I was listening off of Harold Feely there, and he messed up. So Hope Wendell will fire up her first. Up, no good. Back iron.
27-14 your score. 2.5 to go in the third quarter.
Yep. The varsity game will follow. Simulcast by WPGW, Rob Weaver, and Steve Stone. Hope Wendell fires up for second. No good. Rebounded by Brenna Holman. Brenna Holman trying to.
Elaine Evers wide open. Oh, come on. Takes away the assist from Brenna Holman, but gets her own rebound and puts it up the second time. Just a great pass by Brenna Holman. She was getting trapped and just sees the floor and finds a wide open Elaine Evers. Shuffleberger has it inside and. Was it blocked or she lost it?
Lost it. So it needs to come back. 29-14 our score. Kira Wendell will find Holman in the left corner. Holman will bring it back up top into Wendell. What a great pass by Brenna Holman.
Great passing cut.
Brenna Holman's having a great game so far.
Really, all the Indians are. I mean, Hope Wendell's had some great cuts, great moves, getting to the line, making a shot there.
So Cougars get back.
Carr dribbles from 15, shoots it up. No good. Rebounded by Holman.
So,
timeout, I think.
Oh, God. So, Indians are going to take a timeout. We'll take one with them in a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here, Portside Fieldhouse. Our score here in the third with a minute 35 left, 31-14. The good guys are on top. Good girls, if you have to say that. Chase Brunson just now put back on his headset. Chase, you
took a little nap there. Don't worry.
Yep, I'm back. So, like I said, 31-14 our score. Lead score for the Indians. Hawks, they have two tied at 10. Brenna Holman and number 30, Hope Wendell. So, good.
Also, Macy Day has six.
Yep, so the Indians are spread on the score tonight, or today, so Kira Wendell gets in the home and Holman up and good, so she's
another
leading scorer.
Another great cut by the Indians.
Yep.
Just running great offense right now, looking really good.
Yep.
Geething gives it over to Rickard. Rickard gives it over to Carr. Back to Smith on the right wing. Back to Rickard at the top of the key. Swings it around the arc to Geething. Back to Smith. She looks inside. Nothing there. Back to Rickard, back to Smith, back to Rickard again. She'll fire a long three, and good.
Good looking shot there by Rickard.
I knew she had to be a shooter because she's really shot a lot, no matter how deep she is, and
She gets one to go.
Yep, makes her score 33-17. Hope Wendell has the ball, drives, pulls it back out. Up no good, rebound by Shackelford. I mean, she's got to have
50, 20 boards.
20.
I mean, it's... She's a vacuum in there. Just
gets it.
Smith fires a three this time. No good. Rebounded Wendell. Kira Wendell.
Kira will bring it up. Give it in to home back to Kira. Over to Hope Wendell to left corner. Day. Day fires up a three. Up no good. Rebounded by Holman. Holman back out to Kira Wendell. Over to Hope Wendell. Into corner Day. Day gives back up to Kira. Over to the right side. Holman. Homo will give it to, hand it off to Hope Wendell. Hope Wendell on the top of the key, hands it off to Day. Day will drive middle, dish out to Brenna. Brenna will fire up a long two, up and good.
So Brenna Homo is just on fire.
She really is.
And that will end on that quarter. Makes our score 35-17. We'll be back right after this to start the fourth quarter.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough. Like you. Call 419-678-4858.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
And we're back here from Side Field House. Rob Weaver just showing up. A member of Varsity will be simulcast with Rob Weaver and Steve Stone. So, Indians get back here. Coach Jeff Vaughn and head coach of the Varsity Girls, Brian Patch. Two good coaches there. And Tori Vaughn is a volunteer assistant. And the Varsity assistant, Olivia Greasup. So, we're back here. JV Girls. Holman gets it today. Our score 35-17 starting the fourth quarter. Gives it a Hope Wendell into Brooke Colling. Back out to Hope. Hope will then drive left-handed up. Oh, that's a good move. Didn't finish, but Evers gets it back. Fires up a shot. Fouled. So she'll go to the line shooting two. Foul number 14. Carr, her third. Team's second. So Evers with the line. Shooting two.
Puts up the first one and nothing but net.
So, gives Evers her third point of the competition.
Moon shower in for the Cougars, replacing Carr. Evers puts up her second one. In and out. No good. Rebound of Moon shower. Moon shower gives. Squeak. Okay, Smith has it, gives it over to number 20. Don't know her name. Moonshire drives in baseline, puts it up and gets fouled. She'll go to the line, shoot two shots.
Demis.
I don't know how to say it. I don't even know how to guess.
Who was that foul on?
I don't know.
36-17,
your score here in the fourth quarter. Moonshire puts up her first free throw.
There's a foul on Hope Wendell. Her second, team's second.
Rattles around, no good. Moonshire takes her second one. She puts it up, and in and out again. Rebounded Evers.
Evers gives it up to Holman. Holman dribbling. Dishes over to Macy on a great cut. Up, no good. Rebound by Evers. Up, no good. Yep. Rebound by Evers again. Up, no good. Rebound by Evers again. Up, no good. Rebounded by Hope. Brenna Holman gives it out to Macy Day. Day will then drive right. Good move. Up, no good.
Couldn't finish.
And it will go back to
how many shots? Four or five good looks there. And he didn't get any.
Capitalized.
So the Cougars will get back, and Coach Javon bringing in the press, man-to-man. The Cougars.
Oh, my bad. Okay. Carr has it. No, that's a shower from the baseline from 15 feet, and good.
Makes our score 36-19.
Collig has it for the Indians. Gives it over to Brenholm in the left wing. Back to Collig. Collig looks inside. Gives it to Day on the top. She'll drive right side. Put it up. No good. Rebounded by 32. Turk. Smith throws it up to Moonshower. Moonshower's inside. Kicks it back out to Smith. She'll give it to
I don't know.
Moonshower drives in middle, no good. Rebounded by Brenna Holman.
I see what he has to say about that name.
Right now?
Yeah. Brenna Holman gets up for the Indians. Holman gives over the Cog on the right corner up. And up, no good. Rebound by Evers. Fired up there, no good. Rebounded by the Cougars, number 10. Smith gives up to, nope, she loses it. Gives it to Evers. No, that's not a walk. So Evers gets travel call on her. I don't think she moved her feet, but the official said she did. So number 20, Demesis, will inbound it to number 10, Smith. Gives over to number 24, Lucas. Gives over to number 24. That's 14, but back to Lucas. Over to number 34, Moonshaw. Moonshaw flyer up a five-footer. No good. Rebound by Hope Wendell. Hope will give it over to Jay. Steve, got an answer for you?
Well, we asked a Van Wert fan. He says, Dominisk?
Dominisk?
That's what I got out of it, but I don't know.
I don't know, maybe. So
we'll go with it.
Yep, Britt Cog pulls it up. 15 foot up, no good. Rebound by Brooke. So she throws it up there, gets her own board almost, and will be fouled by number 34, Moonshower, her second, team's third. That's all okay. So Holman went down it for the Indians. Quick sub here for Van Wert. Number 23, Rickard, will come in. And number 30,
Schreiber.
Something. Holman inbound it for the Indians. 36-19 our score. 3:08 left here in the fourth. Holman gets in to Day. Day with a drive. Bring it back out to Holman. Holman will give it over to Britt Cog. Britt Cog will break the defenders and be a jump ball.
Jump ball.
We got a timeout for Jeff Bond, so we'll take one with him.
For Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Yes, someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room.
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at Side Field House. Remember, the varsity game will be broadcast by Rob Weaver and Steve Stone. Rob's hooking up right now, so we'll simulcast with him. Our score here in the fourth, 36-19. Good girls on top.
Schreiber inbounds the record. She drives in the middle of the court, gives it over to Moonshower. Inside to Tarek. Moonshower has it, dribbles inside, kicks out the record. She'll shoot it, but did not. Gives it over to Demickus. Gives it over to Moonshower, puts it up, no good.
Rebounded by Hope Wendell. Hope gives her a left side. Day. Day will bring it back up top. Looks like now Coach Vaughn does not have a bench, so he's sent Allie Vaughn to the locker room for the varsity match. And it'll be blocked. Hope Wendell was blocked by number 32, Tarek. So we'll stay with the Indians. 2:16 left here in the fourth. Holman inbounding it for the Indians. Holman gets in to Brooke Cog on a cut up and good. So Brooke Cog, 2-point basket.
Schreiber inbounds to Demickus. Demickus, I'm still not comfortable saying that name. Moonshower has it, dribbles baseline, kicks out to Demickus. Back over to Schreiber, over to Rickard in the corner. Tried driving, nothing there. Over to Demickus on the top of the key, over to Rickard. She fires a three from the corner, no good. Rebound on the floor. And
still at travel.
Come on. They got a timeout, Van Wert.
So let's see how long it is, depending if we'll stay here or not. 30. So we'll just stay here. Boys, we'll play Lincoln View tonight. Hall of Fame. Greg Cog and Christy Reisner-Diller. In between the JV and varsity games. Steve Stone has some information for us. Okay. And so we're back here. Steve Stone was asking a question. That's why you heard no talking. So the Cougars were about it here. The minute 47 left here in the fourth and final quarter of our game.
Rickard to Triggered in under her own basket. Inbound to Schreiber. Over to Demickus. She dribbles around in the corner. Pass it over to number 22, Rayer Wilson. Rayer Wilson has it on the left wing. She drives left, kicks it out to Demickus. She'll skip it over to Schreiber. Over to Rickard at the top. She dribbles around the arc. Fires a three from deep. Off the backboard. No good. Rebounded Hope Wendell.
Hope will bring it up for the Indians. 38-19 score. Mid 20 left. And Coach Vaughn and the Indians hoping to get this win. So I think they will. So Brooke Cog will give it a day. They will then drive and dish over to Cog. Back out. And over to Holman.
Holman gives it to Hope Wendell. She dribbles around the three-point line. Over to Cog. Cog dribbles middle now. What a great pass to Elena Evers. Puts it up. No good. Rebounded Brooke Cog up. No good again. And rebounded for Van Wert. Rickard, she brings it up herself. Guarded by Brenna Holman. Rickard pitches it to Demickus. She drives in. Kicks it out to Schreiber. Over to Ryer Wilson. She has it in the corner, dribbles, loses it. Macy Day recovers.
Macy will drive all the way down the court, coast to coast, and fouled. So Macy Day will go to the line, shoot another.
Great stealing basket by Macy Day. Good hands on the other end and able to finish on our end. So that makes it 40-19. She'll go to the line with a chance to make it 41-19. Macy Day has 8 points for the Indians. Reese, what do you need, buddy?
Looking for my phone.
Macy Day at the line. She will put it up. And in and out. Ball tipped around. Now on the floor. Recovered by Hope Wendell. What a great pass. But Brenna Holman puts it up and good. Really impressed the Indians passing tonight. Able to find the open guy over the girl under the basket. Demickus has it for Van Wert. Over to Ryer Wilson. She tried Joe baseline. We're going to have a jump ball.
And we'll go back to the Indians. So I think that will end her here.
Yep,
girls, JV team
seconds.
Looking solid here. 42-19 victory. So, I mean, Coach Vaughn can't be mad about this one. I mean,
no,
girls playing well. And
we'll probably wind down the clock here. Dribble up the clock.
And we're
still
trying
to cut. So we'll score some more. Might as well.
So
don't always get a chance to play four quarters. So they can put up as many shots as they can.
Yep. That'll be on foul number 12. Schobert, her first team's four. Team's fifth, my bad. So Brooke Cog the line, shoot two. Brooke's first one up and good. So
we lost our connection from the gym right at the end of the junior varsity game. The Indians junior varsity came away victorious.